Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. This is your boy, Deacon Chanka Odom. Welcome to the hottest Blog Talk radio show. It's the Barbershop. Good evening. I hope everyone had a blessed day, a blessed weekend. Thank the Lord that we got up and seen a new day. Because right now, as we speak, someone was pronounced dead. Someone lost a loved one. But thank God we're still living in the land of the living. Again, this is your boy, Deacon Chanka Odom, calling from the hottest blog, talk radio show, it's the Barbershop. As we always do, you know, we start off with a prayer, and we're going to just go into it and just have a good time. So the ones on Facebook, if y'all would like to make a comment or say anything, the number is 657-383-1505. 657-383-1505. Come on and join us. So let's get this thing popping and let's get to talking. Let's get fed. Let's get some good preaching and teaching. Have a good time. Today, we're just doing 30 minutes. So everybody, come on and let's have a good time. We will be back on our regular schedule anywhere from an hour to 2 hours. But just come on and join in and have a good time. Heavenly Father, we thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for the activities of our limbs. We owe you and we honor you, God. We love you because of who you are. God, we know someone just had a loved one pronounced dead. All ago, God, send your angels of comfort and love and peace, God. We know people out there right now that's homeless, nowhere to turn to. They're hungry. God, touch someone hard to be able to feed them. Touch someone hard to be able to give them a place where they can lay their head. God, we know if someone out there that's going through a storm right now, God, even prick their heart to be able to get on Facebook and listen to the Barbershop or let someone, send someone to be able to speak life into their situation. God, bless the ones who are listening on Facebook, call in, bless them from to the top of their head to the crown of the feet, bless their house, bless their finances, whatever they in need of, God. We're asking you to step in and show them and give them strength, God, to make it through a storm, God. We even asking you, God, to touch the people out here today, God, that's wandering around with nowhere to go, nothing to do. God, we even asking you to bless the folks who this mindset is all messed up, God. We asking you to send your angels of healing and deliverance. God, we count on you, God. We love on you, and there's no other like you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Again, thank you, everyone, for tuning in to the Hottest Block Talk Radio Show. This is your boy, Deacon Chanka Odom. Before we get into what the church is going to talk about, I want to introduce my co-host, my pastor, my best friend, Pastor Jerome Pittman. I call him Pastor J. He's a true man of God. He speaks the truth. He tells the truth. He don't bite his tongue. He don't sugarcoat. But everything he do out of love. No matter what you're going through, he will always tell you he loves you and be there for you and support you. But that being said, oh, by the way, the ones who called in, if you want to make a statement or comment, press 1, and I will call out the last 4 numbers. So we get ready to go on and introduce, bring Pastor Jay on, 6317-6317. Good evening, Pastor Jay.
Good evening, good evening. How you doing today?
Hey, I'm good, and yourself?
I can't complain, can't complain. Can't complain,
yeah,
I'm here.
Oh, that's right. I know that's right. Again, like I said, you know, I welcome everyone to the barbershop, the hottest block talk radio show, the barbershop. I want to get that clear. For the last couple of Sundays, you know, we've been talking about what the church want to talk about, and we have had some good conversations. I mean, it's just been awesome. The Holy Spirit had came in and showed out, and we've just been talking about a lot of things that they don't talk, what the church won't talk about. Last Sunday, we started our first group. We started a barbershop group, and we had a little Bible study this past week. And, man, it was awesome. We had a lot of people to come up, and we just talked about anything and everything. And that's something we just started like I said, this past Wednesday. But Sunday, we also had a little group chat, video chat, and it was nice. Had a lot of people in there. We just talked about a lot of things, life in general, church, you know, what people go through. And, you know, it's just encouraging, uplifting. We were fed the word. We just had a good time. And like I said, a lot of people don't understand that we need each other. We can't be snotty nose, you know, I call the church folk, uppity church folk, you know, think they, you know, better than everybody else. But, you know, we all seen, we want all of us born in sin, want none of us saved when we came out. So, like I said, we just going to talk about what the church don't talk about. If you feel like pressing in, just press 1. We'll call out your last 4 numbers. I'm going to give you the number again. 657-383-1505. Just press 1, and we're going to go from there. The other day I was on Facebook, and I was just surfing, and I seen this video. It's something we was talking about a couple of weeks, you know, for the last couple of Sundays. That this, we were talking about gay pastors. And I looked this up. We're talking about gay pastors. We were talking about single pastors. We was talking about women being pastors. And but this particular video, it was overwhelming. And just like Pastor Jay said, tell me one time, I can't remember how it went. Oh, when you say something, you know, they was like, they was born that way, and, you know, so he was like, so what you trying to tell me that God, he's confused, he didn't know what he was doing. And with this particular video, I sat there and I looked at it, and the guy who was interviewing the pastor, he was just as humble. He just kept asking questions. It wasn't like he was badgering him because he was just asking questions, and the dude got so offended and got mad. And if I'm not mistaken, I think he did a little cussing. I'm not sure. I have to go back and look at it. But the guy was just asking questions. And the questions he was asking, the guy couldn't even answer. He felt like he was being attacked. But the older gentleman, all he was doing was just asking questions. You know, he's like, all I want to do is just, all I was doing is asking questions. He said, you don't want to do the interview? He said, when you feel like you're ready to have a deep conversation, then just let me know. But the conversation wasn't out of the way. He wasn't badgering him or beating him across the head. He just was having a conversation, asking him questions, talking, asking questions, but the guy got offended. So that's one of the things I had put in the group. But, you know, like we said, what the church won't talk about. And we know that lifestyle, you know, we still have to love them, but we don't like the lifestyle that they live. Because I believe everyone can be delivered from that. You can be delivered from that. You know, but then it upsets me when people say they were born that way. And to me, you know, like Pastor Jay said, you really slapping God in his face and saying, you know, he condoned it. No, he didn't do that. You know, just like Pastor Jay said, it's a spirit. Somebody talked it to you, seen it, or somebody molested you and you went to, you know, it's a demonic spirit to me. You know, you being, because that's not of God. Because if God wanted to make you a woman, he would have made you a woman. God, for the women, God would have wanted you to be a man, he would have made you a man. But, again, we still have to love them. You know, would not beat them up, you know, because they know that's wrong. Not everybody knows some of the things, some of the things that we do are wrong. But we put ourselves in that situation. We've done it, and we have to own it and hold ourselves accountable. But some things, people being hurt by other people, something they could control. So, again, what the church won't talk about. So feel free to press 1. Call out the last 4 numbers. Everyone on Facebook, the number is 657-383-1505. Pastor Jay, you got anything to say?
Well, they were really one thing to say. Jesus said, be ye holy, for I am holy. So if he say be holy because he is holy, and we're supposed to live our lives in reputation and try to be like him, so therefore, there's no discussion. That scripture is right in his own context. Jesus said, be ye holy, for I am holy. So all sin has to come off of. You got to come out of all types of sin. Bible says, wait, the sin is death. So no sin, no sin has no weight. All sin is sin. All sin carries the same weight. No matter the homosexuality or you're an adulterer or a fornicator, liar, whatever the case may be, Jesus calls us out of these things. For he said, be ye holy, for I am holy. So whoever listening is dabbling in homosexuality and you're struggling with the understanding of what the word says, that's what Jesus said. Jesus said, be ye holy, for he is holy. We strive to be Christ-like. You strive to be Christ-like. No matter what your situation is, whatever sin you're dabbling with, you got to come out of it in order to make it to the kingdom, to see the Father.
Amen. Like I said, we have been doing this for the last couple of weeks, and it's been awesome. Again, the number is 657-383-1505. If you just want to say, hey, how you doing? God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Just want to call out his name, feel free. I'll call out the last 4 numbers of your, you know, I'll call out the last 4 numbers after you press 1. I'll call your number. But again, you know, for the last couple of, like I said, the last couple of weeks, we've been really having some awesome topics and awesome shows, not just with what the church won't talk about. We've been talking about relationships. We've been talking about marriage. We've been talking about building our relationship back with Christ. And we're getting ready to go on to something new. I'm just waiting on the Holy Spirit to get to me. I know we're getting ready to do something new, get more found into relationships, because we notice a lot of people are going, I've seen on Facebook a lot of things about relationships, marriage. You know, but our first relationship should be with Jesus Christ himself, be with him. Then let him guide us through the relationship. Let him show us how to love his way. Because we know we keep doing things the way we want to, we get the same results. And I'm speaking from experience. You know, I've done that. And it's the, I said, when you get sick and tired of being sick and tired, you just, it's time to change and do something different, do something new. Change your mindset on life, period. So, you know, like I said, I encourage you all to build your relationship with Christ. Make it stronger than it ever began before. And let the Holy Spirit use you to benefit someone. Because we know we all go through something. We all have a story to tell. And we should share our testimony. Whether it's big, little, or small, it's still a testimony because we've all been through. And so I encourage you guys to really tell your testimony. Then if it's someone that's been led, been put on your heart, your mind, give them a call, you know, and tell them you love them and be there and support them. Because there's a lot of things, you know, what the church want to talk about. You know, us as calling ourselves Christians, we have to be an example. You know, if someone's going through, call them and let them know that, you know, that you love them. You know, even when they make mistakes, let them know, okay, you made a mistake, but you can come out of this. You can come out of this storm, encourage them and love them. Because we got people that's going through stuff right now, but they looking at the church, well, this is what the church doing, so why should I go in there? So if we're not the ones that's doing those things that the other folks are doing in church, we have to be, again, we have to be an example and talk to them and let them know that, you know, ask God, you know, to guide you to the right place where you can be fed, where you can be nurtured, where you can be taught, where you can use your gifts. So we know there's a lot of people sitting in church that's gifted, but the leaders don't want to use them. All they want is your money. You know, you paying your tag and you going in one way and you coming out the same way, then it's time for you to realize, okay, what am I doing wrong? What is it? Why am I, is this the place for me to be? And it is evaluating. Then if it's not where you're supposed to be, and burn the road up, because, you know, we at the barbershop, we encourage everybody. You know, we love on everybody. We don't discriminate. We don't judge nobody. What we do is try to uplift people, show that love, show our humbleness. We show that we care. You know, like I said, we've been having some awesome topics from the beginning of the year. And here it is, what, July now? We have some awesome shows. I think so far right now, this year has been the best year. Well, coming from out of 2018 in August, that's when we've been, the Holy Spirit has really been giving me stuff to talk about. And it's just amazing how it's still going strong. And I was looking at the numbers the other, matter of fact, today, this topic alone, well, the numbers are good. And well, all the numbers are good. You may have some that look fair, but this here, the numbers have been very high. Because this is something that we need to talk about. What they don't talk about in church, they don't talk about people who have a mental illness. They don't tell you, you know, we have the right, you know, let someone know they're wrong, but you don't have to beat them across the head. Then we have to be careful. Somebody can be coming in there hurting and pain, and, you know, this, you know, they want to be saved, they want to live right, but then, you know, you got folks in there to turn their nose up, sit them in the back, don't want them up front. You know, they could be one step from being homeless, one step from, you know, bankrupt, or they could be one step from killing themselves. We don't never know what somebody's going through when they come in church. So as Christians, we have to show that love and compassion. You know, we can't turn our nose up because they come in. They, you know, we can't do that. We can't do that to nobody who comes into the house of the Lord. We can't. You know, because that's where we all come to fellowship. That's where we all come to refill. And it's just like Pastor Jay said, just like the gas station. When the car's about to run out of gas, what we do? We go to the gas station, we fill up, and ride for the rest of the week. And it's the same way when we go to church. You know, we go to church on Sunday, get refilled, and Monday through Saturday, you know, we ministering and we encouraging people, we loving on them, we doing this. So when Sunday come back around, we get together with our brothers and sisters, and we get filled up and get ready to go again. Call us 6747-6747. You're on the air. Okay, hold on, y'all. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Deacon Chauncey and Pastor Jay and everyone else. This is Sister Stella. From Winston Salem, North Carolina. I'm still a little congested, but I was just thinking about something that you were saying, and I'm like, Lord, I don't know, but the topic is what church don't talk about. I did want to lead up. I want to lead up to it with a story and then a question. It's been over maybe like 20 years ago, maybe, and I was actually living in Georgia, in Kingsland, Georgia at the time, and I had a neighbor that was she was saved, but she, you know, she had a sister that didn't care that much about God. And she found out that I was saved as well. Excuse me. And she asked me to come over because they were going to have a Bible study. And I said, okay, sure. So I went over to have the Bible study with them. And her sister, you know, got into it, you know, when I was doing the praise and worship. And she just got really into it. And then towards the end, you know, I was saying, you know, that I had, at that time, I had just been ordained a minister. And I, you know, was telling them how I love the Lord and was glad to be a part, and went outside. And the young lady, she came outside as well. And one thing I'm glad about, and I hope y'all don't get me for this, but this is just me. I'm glad that I wasn't just around people that were apostolic or just people that were Baptist or just people that were Pentecostal or AME or Methodist. I'm glad I've been around a whole lot of different people, because when she came out, she had purple hair, and she had a nose ring and some other piercings in her face and in her ears. But, you know, it didn't bother me because, you know, I had seen it all. And so, you know, she said, Phyllis, she said, I'm going to tell you something. She said, had I known that you were a minister, she said, I never came to that Bible study. And I said, really? She's like, yeah. She said, because I really felt like God didn't love me. And I became concerned, and I you know, I looked at her, and I'm like, well, you know, why would you say that? And she said, well, I forgot the other part of Georgia she lived in, but she said her father was a pastor. And so she grew up in a Christian home. And her father, you know, she had eight siblings, and all eight girls, and she said that her father had molested and raped all eight girls, including her, and she ended up turning into a lesbian behind it. And so evidently, you know, when you train up a child in the way that they should go, you know, they won't depart from it. So she went to a church in Kingsland, and so she went to the pastor and said, came up for prayer, and said, I want to be delivered. And she said the pastor told her to get out of his church. We don't, you know, we don't help your kind. Mm. And so she said she was devastated, and she just hated God's people. She just, you know, felt like God didn't care anything about her, and she just broke into tears. She said, but God told me today, she said, that he sent you all the way from North Carolina to Kingsland, Georgia, at this particular time just to let me know that he loved me. And the rest of her siblings lived in Las Vegas. And so, you know, my thing is, moving forward, it's a lot of that going on. And, you know, as far as, and the church don't talk about that. They don't talk about you know, the husbands or whatever molesting the children. We talked about molestation, but what about the pastor? What about the leaders right there in the church? What about the deacons? What about, you know, the elders that are molesting their children right in the church? And whenever they tell, they don't want to hear anything about it. Now, yeah, and then they grow up and, you know, they, you know, just get to a place where they don't want to hear anything about God. Okay, but then the abusers, they get to the point where, you know, they say, well, God forgive me. But what happens then when that child has gone astray and don't want to have anything to do with God? They just stone cold lesbians, stone cold homosexuals because of what was done to them as a child. And not just the you know, we'll just say just the leaders in the church, but the cousins, you know, the boy cousins messing with the boy cousins, you know, and they growing up and not understanding why they're dealing with all these types of spirits. They wondering why they're looking at this man and they feeling this kind of way, and they suppress memory, you know, and they don't understand, and then they feel like when they do remember, they feel like they're less than a man, and they don't feel like they can talk about it. Now, Deacon Chauncey just said a few minutes ago, I think, about testimony. And sometimes I've heard different people say a lot of times about being transparent in the church. But can you really be transparent and not be judged? Can you really be transparent and get healed? You know, because a lot of times, just like that young lady, when she went to the church and wanted healing, they turned her away. You know, I don't know if they were afraid it was going to jump off on them or, you know, or what, but that's something that we don't talk about in the church. Okay, that's all I want to say.
I mean, well, go ahead, Pastor Jay.
First and foremost, every church that calls themselves a church of God ain't called by God. That's the problem, first and foremost. That's why the Bible says seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. You build a relationship, you create a relationship with Christ so that he can direct your path, order your footsteps, so he can send you where to go and who to sit up under, who to listen to, and who to pray over you and keep you covered. Because when you're going up in these places ain't called and ain't of God, then that's why they go in and get hurt. And it's not surprising that that so-called ministry told her to leave, because God won't end it. If you don't have any power to cast demons out, to get these spirits off these people and get them delivered, then it becomes a threat to them, because that's what they're not set up to do, because they call themselves. They're not led by the Holy Spirit. Where the Holy Spirit isn't, then the power of God isn't. So you don't they don't have any power. They don't have any authority over the devil, because they won't sit in Jesus' name. So it's not by accident that they told her to go on and go on about her business, because that's why the world won't come into the church nowadays. It's because these houses is set up with steeples on top of them, and calling them churches, calling them the house of God, which they are not. And it's a sad situation. The people in there, they're living the way they want to live, acting the way they want to act, and these sinners are seeing these people that call themselves Christians doing these things. And that's what makes it hard for them to come in, because they're like, well, if you're doing the same thing, I'm doing what I need to go to church for. So, you know, it's a sad situation, because people are following what they see. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Faith come by hearing, hearing the word of God. Faith don't come by what you see or what you read or what you study. Faith come by hearing. That's why the Bible said he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. So these people around here in the earthly realm doing earthly things. And when you're doing earthly things, that's where confusion lies, in the earth. And you got to come up and got to teach the people to come up and seek Christ. Seek the relationship, because it ain't about religion. It's about relationship, so they can have the spirit of discernment to be able to test the spirit by the spirit, so you won't be led to these places, won't sit up under these stuff, all this false teaching and all these things that's going on, and thinking it's of God and it's not of him, because he ain't in it. The Bible teaches us and tells us these things, that many are going to prophesy in his name, many are going to lay hands on the sick in his name, but he said, hey, but I know you not. So these things where people got to be taught properly, you know, because when they go in, they're going seeking, and they seeking, and they end up going in the wrong place, and then they end up getting hurt even worse than what they went in.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's a whole lot of work to be done. There's a whole lot of lost souls out here that need to come into the kingdom, and the church of God, the true believers, the willing workers, we're the ones that are going to have to do the work. You got to take the time and let the Holy Spirit lead us to be able to minister to these people, to be able to help show them a better way through the Holy Spirit. So we got to get our house in order, make sure we know where we need to be so that we can help and help the people. We got to be willing. And what the Holy Spirit put in us, we got to let it out. We got to do whatever the Holy Spirit said, because first and foremost, we can't lead the horse to water and make him drink. We can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
But we can be willing for the Holy Spirit to do the rest, because the Holy Spirit knows what they need.
Mm-hmm.
The Holy Spirit knows what everything they need, because God gave everybody what they need before the foundation of the earth. All he wants us to do is to seek his son, Jesus Christ, so that we can follow him to everything we need. So that's what we got to teach the people. A whole lot of people out here hurt, a whole lot of situations, a whole lot of things going on out here, and it's a sad situation. It really is. It's a sad situation. That's why Jesus said, my people tarry. Why? Because of lack of knowledge. So we got to be able to put we in order, and we in line with the word and in line with Christ, so that the Holy Spirit can teach us and raise us up so that we can understand the word, because the word works when you work the word. So we got to have wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of it so that we can help somebody else through the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
The Holy Spirit does teaching. So, you know, it's not an uncommon situation. It's really not. It is sad.
That's right. It's not. But it's one of the things that you were saying about the thing about it is you said that we have to get our house in order, get ourselves together, because what it is today, and it is that God does have a remnant, but what it is that the church is supposed to be like a spiritual hospital. But what do you do when the hospital itself is sick? What is contagious? You know, whenever they are, you know, from the pulpit to the dough, they jacked up and messed up. You know, they can't help heal anybody if they sick themselves. And so it goes back to, you know, going back to the scripture that if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, you know, then, you know, and turn from their wicked ways, then he'll hear and hear from heaven, I mean, and he'll heal the land. So, you know, the thing about it is that, you know, we have, as a people of God, I do believe that, you know, like you said, you know, there are those that, you know, going to cry out, say, I prophesied, I preached, and I did all this in your name, Lord, you know, or whatever, the five foolish and five virgins, but five wise. But at the end of the day, God will say he don't know you. Why? Because he don't see himself in you. His spirit, he said, I never knew you. Depart from me. Why did he never know you? Because his spirit is not, his spirit was never in you. You had a form of godliness, but denied the power thereof. So my thing is that, you know, but I do believe that there is a remnant of praying people that are still, you know, that God can move heaven, you know, by holding on to the horns of the altar, going back to even the old days, you know, crying out to God and you know, God moving, you know, on his throne from his people, you know, crying out and, you know, and praying. But, you know, the thing about it is us as individuals, you know, not sitting and pointing and judging and all that at one another, but take inventory of ourselves. You know, if I found that, if I take inventory of me, if I take inventory of Phyllis, I ain't got time to sit here and try to find out if Deacon Chauncey is doing anything, if Pastor Jay is doing anything, or Sister Sally is doing anything, because it's too much trying to keep Phyllis together. Because it's like the almost like the song Shirley Caesar was singing about shouting John. You know, once you have one foot together, you got it put down, the other foot go up. You put one hand down, the other will go. It's too much trying to keep your flesh under subjection to the Holy Spirit. I mean, the Bible says that there's a war going on, a war against the flesh and the spirit. So, you know, it's just a thing of, like the word says, the prayers of the righteous availeth much. And we have to stay on our post, first of all, knowing where our post is, but staying on our post and praying. And it hurts me to my heart when I meet people like this, you know, and, you know, they like, you know, well, I thought that, you know, the church was supposed to, you know, do this and that and the other. And, you know, having to remind the people that it's not the building. Don't blame the building. Don't blame God. It was not God. You know, it was the imperfections of people. But don't blame God for, you know, what happened. You know, even down to this young lady, you know, with the father saying that he was, you know, he was a pastor and had these eight girls and molested and raped every single one of them. And the wife, the first lady there, I don't know what she did. I have no idea, no clue. I know that she said that she was there. So whether she knew or not, I don't know. But like Pastor Jay said, yes, there's a lot of work to be done. And the thing about it is mm-hmm. that a lot of times we have our eyes on the wrong thing. The enemy gets our, you know, causes us to get our focus off point and have us focus on, you know, yeah, distractions. Have us thinking about what so-and-so did to us or so-and-so said to us or how this one reacted to us. If we don't see the big picture, you know, where the big picture is that the enemy is doing what he's saying. He came to kill, steal, and destroy by whatever means necessary, whatever he got to do, if it's by family members, you know, if it's by church members, if it's jobs, it's whatever he got to do to get you off post, to distract you, to cause you to back up and not do what God said, you know. And in the meanwhile, these different souls are being lost. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. What are the laborers doing? What are we doing? What in God's name are we doing? We are so caught up in stuff that. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'll tell you what we're doing since you asked that question.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you what we're doing. We trusted in man. See, it's a reason
yes.
why the scripture says trust in the Lord with all your heart, with all your heart. But we're not trusting in the Lord with all our heart. We put more trust in man. We put more trust in ourselves. We're going by what we know to do or what somebody else tells us to do. And that's why we've been misfed and misled, because we follow yes. man, because we choose to follow man instead of following Christ. The word is what the word says is in entirety. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. He didn't say trust in the man, none, because a man will let you down. Man will disappoint
yes.
you. You will mm-hmm. let you down. You will disappoint mm-hmm. yourself. And then you want to point mm-hmm. fingers at everybody else. You want to blame
mm-hmm.
God about your situation, why you going through your situation.
Mm-hmm.
And the point
mm-hmm.
you need to be blaming is yourself, because you
mm-hmm.
brought all this on
mm-hmm.
yourself. First of all, because you're not trusting in the Lord with all your heart. You're not
mm-hmm.
leaning you leaning to your own understanding.
Mm-hmm.
You're not acknowledging him in all your ways. So that's
mm-hmm.
why he's not directing your path. And that's why you keep just like a four-wheel drive truck, a two-wheel drive truck in the mud, spinning, just sitting there hitting the gas, just spinning, ain't going nowhere. And that's what and that's what you're doing. That's what you're doing. You're not getting
yeah.
out of the way. You're not getting out of the way and like let Christ fight your battles. You're not letting Christ provide your needs. You're not letting
yeah.
him deliver you. You're not letting him heal you. You're not letting him do these things, because people don't have an understanding of what the scripture is saying. Once again,
mm-hmm.
my people perish because of the lack of knowledge. The lack
yes.
of knowledge. Wisdom, knowledge, and understanding is what is needed in the word. And that's where the problem comes in at. We follow man, the man interpretation of what man's, what he thinks. His doctrine is what the word is saying. And the man doesn't do the teaching. The Holy Spirit does the teaching. Man ain't going to tell you
Amen.
That. He wants you to
mm-hmm.
listen to him and follow him. The Bible said the Holy Spirit, the comforter, what does the teaching. So the Bible said
yeah.
he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying, not what
mm-hmm.
man is saying. And that's where the problem come in at. People following man. People
yeah.
are visual people.
Mm-hmm.
They go by what they see and they go by what they hear. Out of the other ear. That's why we have two ears. That's why the Bible says he that has an ear. And he say two ears. He said an ear. You got the devil on one side, you got God, the Holy Spirit speaking in the other.
Mm-hmm.
So what we gotta do is seek Christ for the relationship, for the spirit of discernment. so he yes. so we can test that spirit, so that we can have the ear to hear what he is saying. So we around here listening with the false ear and think because mm-hmm. these superficial messages and different ones standing in front of us, prophesying the Lord gonna do this and Lord gonna do that and these little things that they fall in, and they don't realize that the devil got blessings too. But the devil's blessings mm-hmm. is to come to distract you.
That's right.
They're temporary blessings. They'll mm-hmm. come just to get you distracted, just to get you distracted, just enough to get you off your faith mm-hmm. walk, just to
Say
get
that.
You off,
mm-hmm.
just enough mm-hmm. to lead you up thinking that you all this and all that, mm-hmm. and you giving mm-hmm. glory, and you giving glory to the wrong thing, in the wrong thing, because you ain't led by the Spirit, and next thing you know, it's gone. How in the world you got? Mm-hmm. How you gonna look? God don't do this. God not gonna give you a car, and then 3 months later it's repo. Come on now.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now. He
yes.
don't give you a car with a monthly payment that can't fit in your budget. Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
See, when he give you something, he gonna give you provisions to keep it.
Right.
By all means, he not gonna do that, and that's what people they don't understand. What a testimony is. That's why
mm-hmm.
a lot of church cut out testimony. Folks get up and start testimony
mm-hmm.
to the Lord. I went to the mailbox the other day and pulled out a check. Okay. Of course you pulled out a check because it was what, the third of the month, fifth of the month, whatever them checks are. So you know good and well that we're going to be up in there. Come on now. So people got to be taught and they got to be trained on how to even down to their testimony. You got to teach them
mm-hmm.
how to testimony. You got to burn a testimony, what the Lord saved you from, what he healed you from, what he
mm-hmm.
delivered you from, all
mm-hmm.
these things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's where, you know, church is not held according to what the Holy Spirit wanted to be done. The Holy Spirit wanted to be done with a decency and an order. And that's
mm-hmm.
why the house is out of order, because it is not
mm-hmm.
done within this order from the door to the pulpit.
Mm-hmm.
Has to be order, and people doing what they want to
yes.
do in the church, bringing the world in the church, and mixing oil with water, and doing all these things, and it's a sad situation. That's why nobody can't get saved, sanctified, nor delivered. So that's why hell is going to be full.
Lord Jesus.
Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
But you asked the question.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you did.
Ooh. Oh, it's some work. It's a whole lot of work to do.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Oh, wow.
Well, so, ladies and gentlemen, this is the end of the show. Again, to the one that's listening on Facebook, the one that's calling, thank you for your love and support. It's been amazing. It's been since August of last year to now, to this day, it's been amazing with the topics and the things that the Holy Spirit has came in. We have been taught, we have been filled, been testified, been crying, been church. It's been awesome, you know, and I thank you God, from the bottom of my heart, you know, to my pastor Dave, my brother, been there with me from day one. Phyllis has been around. She became a regular now. I don't think she last month or two. She's been on every Sunday. I don't want to talk, but sometimes she get the strength and she get in and she want, and she preach and she sings. Yeah, I meant to tell you, she don't sound good here before now. Don't count out. Wait till she get a voice back. She's a little firecracker. But, you know, it's having friends like these two right here that, you know, that keeps you, that will push you, you know, because we all need someone in our corner that will push you. We all need to work together. I don't care if you get mad at me. But when it comes to kingdom business, we all put what we got going on to the side and do kingdom business. You know, it's about saving and helping save souls. But we don't know what no one is going through. And that's why I encourage, you know, tell your testimony, speak, show some love and compassion. But we never know what someone is going through. Never know what someone is going through. And we shouldn't, you know, the thing is we shouldn't judge. We at the barbershop, we don't judge. We open our doors are always open. You know, we don't judge. We will love on you, encourage you, and show you the right way. But, you know,